Hi, everybody. Dave Sullivan here, a.k.a. The Credit Guy, the Muskegon's most passionate show about credit reports and credit scores. If you have some credit questions, please call in at 231-722-8338. That's 231-722-8338. We are live, and we're brought to you by First General Credit Union. I am the vice president of marketing over there. It's a great credit union. We love to help people improve their credit, get better rates on credit cards and auto loans. You know, we're really there to help, and that's what we like to do. And this show is a part of that. Now, last week we talked about getting a copy of your credit report. The best way to do that, and I hope you all did that. We are going to walk through the 6 steps to a better credit score on this show. This is week 2, and week 2 is all about collections. You know, a lot of people want to improve their credit report, so what they do is they either pay or dispute the collections. And the problem with that is, if you dispute a collection, you're actually taking that out of the scoring model, so you'll see a temporary improvement on that collection. Now, many times they will verify and validate that collection to the repository, and then that will automatically go back into your credit score. So a mass dispute is not always the best practice for trying to remove a collection. The other thing that I want to tell you to do is be careful. If you are paying off old collections, you are going to bring your score down temporarily. And in many cases, you can bring your score down up to 100 points if you're paying off collections that are a year or more old. I never recommend that as a short-term strategy to improve your credit. What you need to focus on is, if you want to get a mortgage in a year, then you can look back a year and pay those collections. Right now, we are all using a version of the FICO score in the mortgage industry that punishes people for paying collections, unfortunately. They are talking about updating that scoring model, but for right now, if you pay an old collection, you make it more relevant to the current FICO scoring model. So you want to be very cautious when you approach collectors about paying them off or making any activity on it at all, actually. So evaluate that. So if you want to get a mortgage in a month, then look back a month, and then you can pay that collection. Now, there are a couple things about collections you need to be careful of. When you negotiate with them, if you set up payment arrangements, you're actually hurting your credit more than you would if you just paid it off and then ended it. When you make payment arrangements, you draw out the date reported. That's the key date on an account that is a collection. So a collection account, the date reported is the most important thing. If you make a payment, you're updating that date reported. So if you make payment arrangements, now you're going to have a new date reported every month that you make that arrangement. So you're dragging out the suffering that you have to incur with a collector. A lot of people want to say, well,
oh, quick question.
Sure.
Is it better to do a settlement if they are okay with that?
All right. So now you're into the negotiations with the collection company. Is it better to do a settlement? Absolutely. So a lot of people are like, well, what do I offer them? I always like to say 10% of what they bought the debt for. So they buy the debt at 10 cents on the dollar. So I say offer them 10%. Maybe they'll take that depending on the circumstances surrounding the debt. Now, the reason I start at 10% is because if you go to church, they want 10%, right? So if you go to the collector, that's all you're getting. If it's good enough for the Lord, it's good enough for them. That's where you start. Now, you might not wind up there. You might wind up at 40 or 50%, but know that they bought that debt, if it is with a collection company, for pennies on the dollar. So start low, and part of your negotiation should always include a pay for delete. Pay for delete is when you offer to pay the amount in full, and then they will remove it or report it as reporting an error to the repository. Now, there's a couple of nuances with that. A lot of companies will tell you that they don't do that. And some of them don't, because when they set up a business arrangement with the repository, they report information to the repository, and they take that information and then include it in your credit file. The problem is if they start telling the repository all the time that people are, you know, that they're reporting an error or this is a mistake or that's a mistake, the repository comes in and says, hey, why are you reporting all these in errors? There's a problem here. Maybe we don't want to take any of your data at all. So the collectors are in a situation where is if they're offering too many pay for deletes, they get in trouble from the repository and they want to be able to report the information. That's the only way they're going to really get paid. So when you are negotiating with them, it really depends on what your amount is, how desperate are they for the money, how many times in the past have they offered to pay for delete. If you're talking to somebody and negotiating with them and they are not willing to talk about pay for delete or our company doesn't do that, try to go up a level. Try to go to the next manager or whoever that is. Take it up one level and see if you can get that there. Many people in the credit repair industry, which I'm trying to end, will tell you that if they won't do a pay for delete, I'm not going to take it. Just don't even settle with them because it will fall off your report in 7 years from the date of the first delinquency. All collections should fall off in 7 years. So they're of the opinion, look, if they won't do a pay for delete, don't pay. It depends, but it always comes back to your credit goal. What is your credit goal? Is your goal to get a mortgage in a month? Well, if that's the goal, then you have to make arrangements to do that, and paying old collections is not it. Now, if you just want to have good credit or you want to have your affairs in order because you don't know what's coming up in the future, I would say pay all the collections, negotiate the best price you can. Definitely get a letter from them when you negotiate either a paid in full or a pay for delete. Definitely do that. But if your goal is a much longer term goal, then definitely I would pay the collections.
So back to the dispute letters. What exactly is the bad part about that? Is it just the waiting for it to be put back, or is it just the fact that it can go lower and then come higher? Or,
well, the dispute. So we can kind of go back to if you're applying for a mortgage and you have something disputed. You cannot close the mortgage right now. Fannie and Freddie will not allow you to close a mortgage with an open active dispute. The reason they do that is because if you dispute something, it comes out of the scoring model, and their whole algorithm on whether they're going to take a mortgage or not is based on the credit score. So if you are planning on getting a mortgage and you open a bunch of disputes, those have to be resolved prior to closing in a mortgage. So that's the biggest reason I tell you to be careful about a dispute. The second reason is if you dispute a bunch of things, the repositories, they look at you like, well, maybe they're just trying to dispute everything and maybe they're not really serious or they're trying to game the system or maybe they're working with a credit repair company that's doing that. And then they won't take your legitimate dispute in the same, they won't view it in the same way they would if you just had one. Okay. So those are a couple reasons. And then, you know, sometimes if you create a dispute, you wind up with this, dispute on your credit report, and to get that removed sometimes can be very difficult, especially with Experian. Sometimes you have to go to the creditor that you disputed the information with and then try to get a letter from them that says that you're not disputing anymore, and they're usually not happy with you to begin with, and then they want their money, and it's just, you know, it turns into a big can of worms at that point.
Wow.
So, yeah. Not something you'd want to do. So, again, this week we're talking about collections. I hope you pulled your credit report last week. I really want to walk you through these six steps to a better credit score. My name is Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. the Credit Guy, here on behalf of First General Credit Union. If you have a specific credit question, you can call in at 231-722-8338. 8338 is the last four numbers. So definitely call in. So now we get back to, like, let's say there's a collection on your credit report and you don't recognize it. You don't know what it is. How do you validate that collection? Well, and, you know, collections many times can be an error, or they could be a medical debt that turned into, that was really a billing error for insurance that turns into a medical debt. Well, if you don't recognize the debt, there's a validation of debt letter. Okay, that you can write that states that they are required to provide back to you in writing your original ink signed agreement where you agreed to enter into a debt arrangement with them. If they cannot produce that original signed agreement, then you are not required to, they're not allowed to actually report that on your credit report. So that is a great way to kind of go after debts that you don't recognize or that were not properly vetted prior to reporting and get those things removed. Collection companies, I mean, I'm sure there are good collection companies out there, right? I'm sure there are honest people that really want to work with people and get the debts paid. But many times they are not the easiest to get along with. And when you think about their job is to call people and collect money. So they're not, so they're exposed to a lot of people who are avoiding them and are dodging them. They don't really want to work. They don't really get into the mindset of working with people. And it's unfortunate, but when you call the collector, you have to kind of be stern on what you're going to do. So first step is to offer 10%, negotiate that to whatever it is, and then get a letter from them that states that if you pay this amount, they will report it paid in full. Now, it might show settled for less than full balance on the trade line, and that's fine. But you need to get a letter from them on their company letterhead that states that this account has been settled in full. It can say for less than full balance, and then you need a signature. As soon as you have that letter, you're fine. You can go to the repositories directly and remove that, or get it reported correctly, or you can keep that for your records. Don't lose that. So before you pay, you want to make sure you get that in writing. Okay, before you pay, get the letter before you pay. Same thing for reported an error. So if you report an error, if you can negotiate the reported an error, pay for delete situation, you get that in writing, something on their company letterhead that says, this account has been reported an error and should be removed. We're going to alert the three repositories to remove it completely. And then you get assigned on company letterhead. Once you have that letter, you can go to the repositories and get that removed for free on your own. You don't need to pay a credit repair person. So, take charge of, this is all part of taking charge of your credit report and making your credit work for you. A lot of people say, oh, well, I don't want any debt. I'm not going to worship the credit score God. You guys are all dumb for doing it. Well, no, you're taking control and you're making your credit report in service to you so you can get whatever you want, whenever you want, at the best possible rate. So those are collections. Again, if you do have a question, 231-722-8338. I am live on Periscope if you want to take a look. I've been criticized already for my looks, though. So maybe you just want to listen in.
Look very dapper today.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. That's not kind of the comments that were coming in on Periscope, but 231-722-8338. So back to what is your credit goal? So today we're talking about collections. Next week we'll have something else. So follow me through these six steps to a better credit score. But collections are something that need to be addressed now, because in 4 more weeks, I want you to be in a much better position so you can take off and actually get whatever you want, a home, a car. I want you to get the very best rate on your next loan because you fixed your credit score. So that's that.
Back to, I'm going to have to ask another question.
That's
about
okay.
These disputes.
Please do.
And then after that, maybe we can go for a break. But so for the people who have disputed, what are your recommendations to them?
Okay. So if you've already disputed, what I would tell you to do is follow those disputes till the end and then get them resolved. So if you already have an active open dispute, check on those to make sure that they're resolved within the next 4 weeks. They should be resolved within that kind of a time frame. If they're not, then reach out to the repository and say, look, this is still open and active. It's not, I don't have a resolution. Either remove the dispute or make the update that I requested. You are still in charge of that. You've got to take control of that process.
Nice, yeah. Nice. So for people who have done that, or in the process of doing that, either think twice or make sure that you follow through.
Right. Think twice, definitely. And when you dispute something with a repository, that's fine. Another option is to reach out to that creditor. if you can negotiate and get in writing whatever you can negotiate with them, it's all open to negotiation. You know, it's not hard and fast. You owe $100, you have to pay them $100 to get it removed. No. Like I said earlier, they paid pennies on the dollar for that debt. You do not have to offer the full $100. Now, you can do that as a strategy to try and get the reported an error letter from them, but you aren't even if you try to get the pay for delete strategy to go through, you don't have to pay the full amount. You can definitely just pay whatever you can negotiate. It's totally up to you. You know, get your negotiating hat on when you call them. And after we come back from the break, I'm going to have a great tip for people who are going to enter into negotiations and when the best time of the month to call them is to get the best deal. Hi, everybody. Dave Sullivan here, a.k.a. The Credit Guy, sponsored by First General Credit Union, the best credit union in Muskegon. Please, if you do have any questions, call in at 231-722-8338. We are on Periscope Live as well, so you can check that out. Now, when we went to break, we were going to talk about when the best time to negotiate was for pay for delete or getting a reduced amount on the collections. But what I wanted to talk about briefly before that was tax time. We are all going through filing our taxes. Hopefully you're done like I am, but there's been a lot of identity theft around tax returns and filing for taxes. And it's been going on for a number of years. A good friend of mine last year had somebody else file their taxes for them, and then they had to go to the IRS and do validation. It really drew out his return to the point where he had still not received his return in August. So what I would tell you is that there is a race to file your taxes. And if you are not racing to get your taxes done, somebody else in China or India is. So get your taxes done right away.
Yeah, they had a whole dispute. They said the IRS was hacked or something like that.
Yeah. So don't wait to file your taxes. I mean, I used to wait until April 15th, like the 14th. I'd have my taxes done and then I'd mail it that day. That's no longer an option. You've got to do it as soon as you can. End of January, first part of February, you need to file your taxes. Because once you filed, you block the people from coming in behind you. And then you've got a whole other concern about identity theft. I mean, if they have your social and are filing your taxes, I mean, there's a whole other step. I mean, you'll have to tune in later because we're going to do a whole show on identity theft and how to protect yourself. But given the time we are now in the year, I wanted to let everybody know, if you have not yet filed your taxes, file right away. If you do have a problem, there is a phone number. You can call the IRS, but you know, calling the IRS is like trying to call the DMV, right? Take a number and maybe you'll get through. So file your taxes now if you have not. So that's an additional step. So when is the best time to negotiate with a collector? Well, you have to remember that they are commission salespeople. So they are trying to bring in money as much as they can, and at the end of the month, they get commission. Now, they get rewarded based on how much money they bring in. So if they bring in more money, they get a higher commission of that money. So they are more motivated when? The last week of the month, right? They're trying to jam everything in. They're going to be more receptive to that type of an arrangement where they settle for less than full balance, or that they pay for delete or whatever that is. It really depends more on the collector and where they are on their commission structure, on how much they are going to actually negotiate with. So end of the last week of the month is the time to do it. Now, if you try to negotiate, you are not the one under pressure, okay? If you had a collection, it's been on there for a few years, it's still on there. So if you don't get what you want this month, wait till next month and try again. They're not going to say yes. I know everybody's like, oh, what if they say no? Or what if they, you know, ridicule me? And they might. I mean, they're not allowed to by law, but people are afraid of conflict. You have to get over that when you're negotiating with a collector, because these are the sharks, and you need to get your game face on.
It's
and
like hardball.
Yeah, it's hardball. And you're going to come in there, and if they're not going to do what you want, then you're going to hang up and you're not going to pay this. And you may, you know, talk to I always encourage people, if they are in a horrible debt situation, to talk to an attorney, right? You always want to talk to an attorney about what your options are. But if you're trying to do this yourself and you only have a few, or if you want to save the money talking to an attorney, you can do this on your own. But just know that sometimes they're going to say yes and sometimes they're going to say no. So, so we got a call. Thank you very much. If you want to call in, 231-722-8338. Caller, you are live. Thanks for calling in.
Who am I speaking with?
Dave Sullivan. I'm the vice president of marketing over at First General. Did you have a credit question?
I got the wrong number, sir.
Okay. Well,
thank you.
All right, now the rest of you people on Periscope are on the hook. 231-722-8338. Well, maybe he got cold feet. Yeah.
He might have. Maybe it was too personal.
Too personal, yeah. You are anonymous when you call in, so it's no big deal. We have another call. Let's go ahead and give that one a shot. This is Dave Sullivan, a.k.a. The Credit Guy. Caller, you're live. Go ahead.
I want to know, how do you get the free credit report that's advertised, and how do you know which one to call so that you can look at your credit?
That is a good question. So there are a couple different ways, and they're all good. It just depends on what you want to do. Now, I would tell you to go to annualcreditreport.com and pull your free credit report from there for two reasons. One, it's free. Don't buy any of the scores that you can buy there. Don't buy anything. Just get your free copy from all three repositories and then pull them out, put them out on the table, and compare each one to try and find differences to see, you know, just make sure everything's correct. Annualcreditreport.com is somewhere you should go to protect yourself. Michelle Obama actually got hacked through this website because they went to pull her credit report and they knew her information, the personal questions that get you through that, and then they pulled her credit report. So by not pulling your annualcreditreport.com website, you're kind of leaving a way for criminals to come in and actually pull your credit report. Now, had you ever heard...
When you go on there, on those things, sometimes it says to give your credit card number and they charge you $1.
Okay, so...
annualcreditreport.com charge you anything?
No. So that's a sign, right? So if you go to pull your credit report and they want a credit card number, don't go there. That's your sign. Go to annualcreditreport.com or you can go to Credit Karma. I recommend Credit Karma. It's a good website. I've recommended them for a long time. I like what they're doing. They don't charge you. You don't have to put a credit card in there. You get good information, and there are tools on there that you can play with to kind of see what would happen if you pay off a loan. I think Credit Karma is a great resource. It's free. So annualcreditreport.com, for sure you should pull that one. And then you could go to Credit Karma as well. If you want to get more.
I have sort of a twofold question. My second question is connection with that. I just left my credit union because someone in Georgia was using my debit card,
mm-hmm.
and I'm here in Muskegon.
Yeah.
And so they cleared it up really good, but I want to look at my credit report because I don't know how somebody in Georgia would get my debit card number.
Right. So the question is, why would, you know, if somebody gets a hold of your credit card information and they start charging things.
It's a debit card. It's debit card. Not a credit card.
Well, debit card's even worse. So if you have a debit card, because then they start pulling the money right out of your account, right?
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they did. 5 times.
Yeah. And that's great that the credit union stepped up and fixed that for you right away. Not all banks will do that for you. And that's another reason why I would tell you to use a credit union. But, so you could be a victim, right? So they have your name. They had your account number. What else do they have? That's what I worry about. So you can go online at annualcreditreport.com, pull all three of your credit reports. If you find something that you're concerned about at that point, you might want to file a police report for identity theft and then get that on file with the repositories. I mean, it really depends. If you pull your credit report and there's nothing wrong, then you could leave. You could put a statement on there that says that I may have been a victim of identity theft. if you have somebody apply with my information, please call me at this number. You can have that added to your credit profile at no cost, but that would wind up coming off in 90 days. But it really depends. So I would be on high alert if I were you. I would definitely go get my free copy of the credit report and then go take it from there.
Okay, it's annualcreditreport.com.
Correct. And that's the free one. Don't buy anything. So I want you to pull that, and if you have any questions, call back. Please do.
Okay, thank you so much.
Great, thank you. All right, so excellent. So we're going to talk about more collections. You know, collections, medical collections are not counted the same way as regular collections in the newer scoring model. So I'm talking about FICO 8 and 9 and Vantage Score 3.0 and above are not counted the same way as other collections, which I think is a good move. So when you pull your credit report, if you do have medical collections, the score will be higher than it has been in the past. Unfortunately, mortgage companies still use an older version, but as we move forward, medical collections will have less of an impact. So let's say you have a medical collection on there. You're not sure how to handle it. You're not sure you were properly notified. So you are required, it's required by law that you're notified 30 days prior to something being reported on your credit report. And actually, that's going to go out to 90 days here fairly shortly. So how do you handle that? Well, I would call that collector and say, look, I was not properly notified. If you didn't receive anything in the mail, I was not properly notified for this. I want this removed from my credit report. I'll be happy to pay it or resolve this medical situation however it should be resolved. But I was not properly notified. This should not be on my credit report. And then you can pull out this card, right? So if you are dealing with a collection company and they are not working with you, there is a new government agency that you can go to file a complaint. It's called the CFPB, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And they have on their website where you can file a complaint against a collector who is not working with you in the right way. And they have been very good. I mean, they've done some good things like any government bureau, right? They are doing good things. They're doing bad things. From a credit perspective, from where I'm coming from, they're a good agency because they are getting the repositories in line. They're doing the things that they should be doing. And they're getting the people who are reporting the information to the repositories in line. These people are concerned about going up against the CFPB. So they are more willing to work with you. So if you go to a collector or a collection account and they say, oh, well, you know, we properly notified you and you just have to pay, and they won't work with you, negotiate your best with them. But you also have another option. And I would let them know that if they're not willing to work with you, that you're going to file a complaint with the CFPB. That's where I would go with that. All right. So that's Dave Sullivan here for First General Credit Union. If you do have questions, 231-722-8338. How are we doing? Good? Okay, so follow the steps. So you should, last week we talked about getting your free copy of Annual Credit Report at annualcreditreport.com. Today we talked about collections. Next week we're going to talk about student loans and other things that we can do to improve the credit. I want to move you through the first 6 weeks of the program to a better credit score, and then we'll go off in different directions from that point forward. But definitely follow the steps. We're doing collections. If you have collections on your credit report, address them this week. Say, this is the week that I'm going to address them, or, you know, at least this month, right? At the end of the month, try to negotiate with them and try to get those resolved. Because what we're trying to do is get a timestamp on that so it ends. That's the important thing. So the date reported ends now, and then time goes by in between the date reported and what you're trying to do in the future. So definitely do that now. End the collections, and then we can start fresh. So that's Dave Sullivan here for First General Credit Union, a.k.a. The Credit Guy. Thanks for tuning in on Periscope and on the channel. You know, and keep in mind the phone number, 231-722-8338 for next week. Definitely want to talk to you every Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We will be live here in the studio. Thanks for your help.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're awesome. Keeping me in line, so I appreciate that. So definitely try and be on Periscope as well. And then we'll have the shows up on the YouTube channel in a little bit. So thank you, everybody, and we'll talk to you next week.